As construction ramps up on the $950 million MGM Casino in downtown Springfield, officials are taking steps to offset the serious parking and traffic problems that have resulted. City officials are soliciting bids from companies to provide valet parking for patients arriving for appointments at a health clinic located across the street from where the casino is being built. The money for the parking service will come from a fund controlled by the Massachusetts Gaming Commission. The five-member commission voted earlier this year to provide $140,000 to the city of Springfield to address the parking problems at Caring Health Center's South Main Street location. Health Center Executive Vice President Jasmine Naylor explained earlier this year that patients were having difficulty keeping their appointments because of a shortage of on-street parking and the permanent closings of three parking lots due to the casino project.
Parking is their main concern. They can't get to the doors. They're receiving parking tickets from the parking authority when they do obtain parking. So it's really causing a barrier for them to get the care that they want and need.
Commissioner Lloyd McDonald said he's convinced the health center is entitled to mitigation from the parking woes caused by the casino construction.
This is a very, very active site. Absolutely. And that the disruption to this, very important institution for the Springfield community being apparently clear.
Chairman Stephen Crosby said Caring Health is not the only one suffering harm as a result of the parking squeeze.
We got to think about this in terms of equity across everybody who is affected.
Gaming Commission staff suggested a shuttle bus instead of valet parking would help the clinic's patients and others affected by the parking problems, but Caring Health officials objected to the shuttle idea. In an email, Caring Health CEO Tanya Barber urged commissioners not to renege on the valet parking plan. She said the shuttle bus would not address the needs of patients whose illnesses and infirmities could be worsened by having to wait outside in the cold, extreme heat, and inclement weather for a ride. Also, she said others on the bus could be exposed to contagious illnesses. The valet parking plan will be tried out for 90 days. The Gaming Commission controls a mitigation fund which had $14 million at the beginning of the year that was financed by a portion of the casino licensing fees. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.